Welcome to this tutorial on labeling objects using the Object Inspector in AT Prime. At times, you'll come across controls that have no label, or where the label's meaning is unclear, so that you don't know what the control is, or what you're supposed to do with it. AT Prime lets you easily create labels for such controls, and to add other helpful information which will be read by your screen reader whenever you focus on the controls. To label individual controls in this way, you use the Object Inspector. For this demonstration, I'll be using the Demo app, which you can launch from the Help submenu on the AT Prime menu. We discovered in earlier tutorials that there's an unlabeled combo box near the top of the window, and that there are four unlabeled buttons which were given focus in optimized tabbing mode. In this tutorial, we'll be looking only at the unlabeled combo box. So if I start to tab through the window,
enter your name, edit, blank.
Here is the enter your name edit field, and here is the combo box which lets you specify gender.
Combo box male collapsed.
These gender lists are a bit old-fashioned and unnecessary in my view, but this kind of list gives you an example of what you will encounter in the real world. The items in the list are readable and understandable, but there's no label for the list. This just gives us an opportunity to use AT Prime to create a label for it. You label objects like this in the Object Inspector. Let's look at its menu item in the AT Prime menu.
Context menu, Text Inspector, Object Inspector, view information about the current control, add labels, set a hotkey and add it as a favorite O.
The menu text says that you can add labels, so we know that the Object Inspector is what we're looking for in order to perform this task. I press enter on it.
Demo app for AT Prime dialog. This is a simple window which can be used to demo. Please wait. Object Inspector name of object.
Depending on the circumstances and your settings, it can take quite some time for the Object Inspector to be displayed, as AT Prime is busy analysing the window for clues about what this unlabeled control might be. And now the Object Inspector is displayed. The first field is the name or label of the object, and where there's no accessible name, as in this case, this field will be blank. If I press Tab, I come to the Type of Object field.
Object type, edit read only Alt-T, selected combo box.
Which reports that the object is a combo box. We knew that already. There are other controls in the Object Inspector, but we'll come back to them in later tutorials. For now, I just want to label the combo box. So I Shift-Tab back to the Name or Label field.
Name of object, edit Alt-N, blank.
And I'll type the word gender in this field.
G-E-N-D-E-R.
And press Enter, which has the same effect as selecting the OK button.
Demo app for AT Prime dialog. This is a...
Now when I tab around, the screen reader announces the label I gave to the combo box.
Enter your name, edit, blank, gender combo box male.
In this case, the screen reader is announcing the word gender before the details of the combo box. But often when you label a control in this way, the label you entered will be spoken by your screen reader after the announcement of the control's contents and its object type. For example, button cancel instead of cancel button. Priority is given to your screen reader's output in these situations, so that the information added by AT Prime follows after that. When it happens, this change in the order of announced information will actually let you know when AT Prime has provided the missing text. It's worth pointing out that your screen reader may already have the ability to label controls like this. JAWS, for example, has a very good labeling feature, which, if you're familiar with it, you might want to continue using. The main difference in labeling using AT Prime, though, is that your labels are saved on the server and will be available to you on whatever computer system you log in from, and whatever screen reader you're using.